podcast time. Like I was saying while I was normally being interrupted left and right. So anyway, I just got done recording a few songs with Venomous 2099 for our collaboration project. He would send songs to DJ Show, Bad Look, because when you keep in mind, these are like very badly mixed songs. These are just, this is like the experimental rap era. Me, like the old Mike Sense. I used to experiment with different fucking flows and shit. That Mike Sense. Now, that is the wrong fucking Mike Sense, bro. Because my nigga, I was making my verse music at the time. And niggas wasn't fucking with that shit. That rapping off beat and trying to be different shit. I wasn't fucking with that shit like that. They wasn't. So when you sit here and you over like, yo, but Mike, man, you know, Mike, it's no. No. Because they ain't fucking with that. And that's the first thing that they hear. You know what I mean? So you gotta redeem yourself in the people's eyes. And I hate this whole need to please the audience. Like, nigga, these are not your audience. These are not your fans. Like, motherfucker, you're not gonna please the masses. The only reason why motherfuckers come at underground artists like that, and I said this in the song, I don't give a fuck about you, where I say in song how it's stupid and corny, how I say, you know, fuck niggas wanting, fuck people that want you to make music for the, make pop music, you know, and you were underground. They're like, but pop music is a genre. I know that. But at the same time, if that is your lane, because motherfuckers don't want you to be in your lane. Like, even with this dude that was doing a song, his name was Boss Something. And he was showing a song, and I heard this song before, to corrupt fans in the comments. Man, shit ass, this shit ass. I'm not impressed. Fans ain't impressed by shit. Even if I was sitting there showing songs to corrupt, and I'm a lyricist, right? And I'm sending songs to corrupt, they'll say the same thing. Dude can rap, but I'm not impressed. Have you ever seen fans say this shit? He's talented, but he's garbage. He can rap his ass off, but he sucks. I've seen a lot of fucking comments like that. A lot. That makes no sense. That's like saying she's cute, but she ugly. No, yeah, to me, and you conspiracy theories are retarded to me, because P. Diddy's being fucking exposed, and white people say, watch Beyonce gonna get exposed too. Hey, guess what? Hey, don't ever be famous. Don't ever be rich. And it's funny, because people's like, yeah, Diddy got Biggie killed. Do I believe that? I don't know. I just think that it's kind of weird how someone could, if you're going to put a hit on somebody, why be in the way? But whatever. But the thing that made it more cringe when someone said, yeah, Beyonce, no. How old was Beyonce back in 1996, 1997? She was probably a teenager during the time? She was doing like, she was underground. No one know what the fuck Beyonce, Destiny Child was back in 97. They didn't pop on like right when Biggie died? No. Destiny's Child was like not even up there. And excuse me, until that time. So, and at the same time, Beyonce wasn't even dating Jay-Z at the fucking time. So what the fuck are we talking about? People love to sit there, and you know what makes it real weird? Okay. Beyonce's daughter's called Blue Ivory. And it's also based off the fact that her favorite flowers are blue. Right? That's why. Conspiracy theories, and trust me, even the most cockamamie shit, they'll believe it. they'll say, bro, this is why I don't like, this is why I don't ever want to be famous. I promise you, y'all be looking at underground artists. Y'all should be famous. You should be big. You should be where Kendrick is at. Y'all do the same thing to Kendrick. Like, if you're a mainstream, you do the same thing to Kendrick. Kendrick takes a, does an interview with a little girl, and because the lighting of his eyes, see, what's wrong with these rappers' eyes? And I know that there's a camera, there's lighting, and oh yeah, motherfuckers would do some crazy shit with Photoshop. Like, I could be famous on some Kendrick Lamar level shit. I'll take a picture, the photo would make a spark on my eye. Now, mind you, the camera's doing this. They put that shit out there. Oh no, Mike sold his soul to the industry. Oh no, look at the camera. And even if you sit there and you explain to these fucking retards, the cameraman took the shot and the camera was a flash and the flash did that because it was off my eye. No, no, no. They want to believe their own delusion. I got a cousin that's like that. I honestly think that y'all, some people who think like that, are some crazy ass jealous motherfuckers. These are the same people that if you're underground, right, and you got talent and you hungry,
why come rappers like this is not on the mainstream? This rapper raps way better than Kendrick. Why come he's not mainstream?
Go mainstream. He sold his soul. Then stop pushing underground rappers that got talent to go mainstream. And also, when we openly say we don't want to go mainstream, don't call us delusional idiots for saying that. And also, stop fucking expecting us to make pop songs because we got a little bit of potential. If y'all that scared. Stop making videos trying to shame niggas because you're not trying to take your career to the next level. Because when you get to the next level, because you can only get, here's the thing, dog, there's levels to this popularity shit. You can be like Damo Genesis level, but even then they'll still say, man, you don't deserve to be here in the underground like that, man. You deserve to be where Kendrick is at, bro. You deserve to be where the J. Cole's are at, bro. You know, the same level where y'all will actually say they sold their souls and their masons and all that bullshit. I'm just saying, man. But back to what I'm talking about with, if you an OG, and like, let's say, for example, like the song I'm talking about, like, Corrupt is like by that dude Boss, I forgot his name is. And Corrupt is just smiling the whole time. Fans in the comments, he don't like that shit. That shit, that's why he's smiling. That's why he's smiling. I love how fans really think they know how someone is based off their facial expression. We can read facial expressions. No, the fuck you can't. And even if so, you don't know how a person might feel. Like, this person might, a person might look mad or be mean. It's not your fault. They can have a bad day. But in their fucking mind, he mad. He said something. He said something to him. That's why he mad. And they'll run with it. So back to what I'm talking about. Because I'm telling you, it's stupid. So any fucking way, right? So the song is not a lyrical miracle rap song. It's not. I love how fans are weird. If you do lyrical spiritual rap, there's some new generation of fans that will call you garbage for doing it and say, if you just stop being so lyrical, miracle, and just actually focus on, like, for real, they will openly say, stop focusing on trying to be the best lyricist. Just make better music. Because we know niggas don't care about lyricism, so why the fuck am I pushing in my pen? Then on the opposite side, you got niggas that will fucking call your shit ABC rap and not knowing that this is what the retarded thing about these niggas. If the fucking beat is 86 BPMs, how many bars can you fit into that? And because first of all, you're juggling many things at once when you're rapping. Like, I know you don't know. Because if you didn't know, you would understand why I can fucking put bars here or these many punchlines here, because you have to fucking fit in a fucking rhythm. That's why when people hear my shit who are not retarded, yo, that nigga Mike killing it. That nigga knows exactly where to put the words at. That is a fucking craft. That's something that you have to be a master of doing. These niggas don't care. They don't. That's why these niggas complain about, you got too many pauses in your song. Like my song, what's that fucking goddamn song that I did that they complained about? And I know they're gonna do some dumb shit like that. Cause someone said it on Slap. Lost in My Psyche. And these niggas was counting the pauses that I made. So every pause you make, that's an ad lib. Tech N9ne does this a lot. Drake does this a lot. So why when I do it, it's a problem? It's too many pauses. Drake does it, but Drake's garbage. Tech N9ne does it. Now, I hear when he goes there, that's part of Tech N9ne. That's what he does. And the pauses were purposely there for a reason. It's part of the story. You see what I'm saying? And they want you to be complex, lyrical, miracle. You can't be chasing the rhyme schemes, telling a story. Eminem does that. Bitch, I'm not Eminem. I love Eminem. He's one of my favorite fucking rappers, but I'm not Eminem. See, these niggas want you to be a cardboard copy of who the fuck they like. And if you're on SoundCloud, you're going to forever be that rapper that's, at least he's trying. They see the potential, but I wish he just tried to more. Shut up. That's why I said in this fucking goddamn song. Now, here's the thing. They lucky, because I was going to say something more on some, trust me, I don't give a fuck. I was going to go deep on fan. I was going to go hard on them. I was going to go like this. And I said, in the second verse, hey, y'all let Kendrick do this shit for a whole verse. Fuck that. Y'all let Cool Keith make a whole song saying, I don't believe you. You work at 7-Eleven. I don't believe you. You got a big car. I don't believe you. You got a big bitch. I don't believe you. That's the whole song. I don't believe you. That's the whole song. That's the whole song. You got an album that's gonna come out. I don't believe that's the whole song. No one cares. No one can complain about that. What did Juvie do? I'm gonna give it away, huh? You got this, huh? You doing that, huh? And come on, man. Even fucking Kendrick bit that fucking goddamn flow. It's funny how y'all motherfuckers wanna get mad when Rap Coach says don't like flows, when even rappers like Kendrick, Cole, Eminem, all the way, even fucking goddamn Snoop bit a Grandmaster Flash flow on the song on nothing but on America's Most Wanted, because that shit sounded very 1970s, like cuz blood gang banging. That's Grandmaster. That's Grandmaster Cash. No, that's that. What's that dude name that was beefing with Eminem? Old school rapper, Melly Mel. That's a Melly Mel flow that Snoop Dogg did. Cuz, bruh, gang banging, everybody in the band doing dope snaking. You got it. That's Melly Mel. And Snoop bit that flow, and no one ain't said shit. See, back then, but it's called giving props. I'm like, nigga, y'all blended so much, it's not even fucking funny. Y'all blended, but y'all pick and choose, because it's Drake doing it. We even know Drake did took Forte's whole verse, word for word. Okay. But here's the fucking thing, bro. Even when you're underground, someone's going to make an assumption of what your flow is. Compare you to other rappers you don't fucking sound like, because they either want you to, or you hop on beats, or one beat, just that, because they don't hear your whole catalog, and think, hey, he's rapping over this kind of beat, so that means he did so-and-so flow. Do you know what the fuck biting someone's flow is? Style is? Yeah, it's funny, how you gonna sit there and encourage rappers to bite flows, bite styles? Because someone actually told me this shit, I think it's in the podcast. Yo, you got a voice tone that reminds me of Skipper the Flipper. You should hop on his beach and rap like him. How do you got niggas that will encourage you to be a clone and then still play by the old school rules of, hey man, don't bite flows? Shut up. And then you have your own fucking unique flow. That shit sound garbage. You know what you should do? Cause your older songs, you had like a Smoke Dizza mixed with a Currency mixed with some, but you had the lyricism as of Kendrick. Do that flow. Man, fuck out of here. I don't know when fans are doing that shit. But back to what I'm talking about with sharing music with OEDs, with OGs. It's a very cool thing. I hate when people record it. Cause like I told you with the boss guy, that was his lane. He just makes party rap. That's what he does. Fans, no, you know Corrupt don't like that shit. He probably does. Look at him laughing. Okay. Nigga, I've seen Corrupt on a lot of fucking like new school rap songs. He has done songs with younger generation. Hell, I even have a fucking Snoop Dogg, a Corrupt verse on an El Damani fucking beat pack. I don't give a fuck. I'm buying that Currency one. I don't give a damn. I might go back and re-record that fucking verse. But P fans be like, but no, it's just us, bro. They basically saying you're not worthy of rapping with the legends. Shut up. I did a whole song with Planet Asia. Not like Planet Asia, one of my favorite rappers. I killed that shit. Fuck out of here. Even with the mixing. Why the fuck your verses, your beat, your vocals are louder than the beat? No, it's not. Hell, I got songs where the beat's louder than me. Gives a fuck. Y'all complain about every hell. You got rappers that got songs. Now listen to them where the songs where the beat is louder than a fucking nigga. You got niggas who bump this in their car. And I see this. Where the beat overpowers the vocals. Niggas be driving in their car. Boom, 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 boom. You over here, you can't even hear what the rapper is saying. And they bump that shit in their car. The fucking average fans don't give a fuck about that kind of technicality with the mixing. They don't care about that nerdy ass shit. They don't care. I've seen fucking artists who, I've seen people bump artists and they bump rappers and they fucking up in their ride where the fucking mix is so fucking thin it's not even fucking funny. I've heard rap people bump music in their car with artists that have the beat like where the vocals overpower the beat so much to the point where you can't fucking hear the beat. And guess what? They ride in their car with the mix like that. And it's not even their song. These are mainstream, well-established fucking rappers with plaques. So the fuck are you talking about? That being these multi-million dollar studios. So while y'all want to make this little dumb assumption that only bad mixed vocals come from people who do record and mix music at home. That's retarded. But back to what I'm talking about. Because it's not just like I told you. And people was like, oh, that nigga ass. Corrupt would never do it. Come on, bro. You know, come on, OGs. Tell them the truth. These niggas can't rap. They suck. Tell them the truth. They will never make it in the industry. They will never win Grammys. Tyler Critter got said that same shit. That nigga won Grammys. He still ass, but he still won a Grammy. He still suck. Get off his dick. He will never fuck you, bro. And again, it's funny. Y'all don't understand how sus that shit sounds. No one's not thinking about sucking off somebody when they bringing up facts. That's you doing that. I want you to remember that. When y'all be sitting there saying, hey, man, she's not going to fuck you. That's just their little dumbass way to, like, let's be real. You're talking about numbers and stats all the goddamn time. Like, it's like it's the NBA. Like, fuck out of here. But back what I'm talking about. What I blame, like I told you, I blame academics for why most of these fans think nowadays. They all think like academics think. Numbers. Yo, G, you know that dude, Obi Trice, is a dope-ass rapper. Man, he cool, but he never, the players never put up the numbers like Shady and 50 Cent and Genie back in the day. Sorry, you know, Obi Trice is cool, but he wasn't putting up the fucking numbers like that. The fuck? We ain't talking about numbers. I like Obi Trice. But still, bro, he wasn't putting up the fucking numbers like that. Stupid. So like you're looking at rap like fucking sports, and even with that, I don't give a fuck about numbers. I just care if my fucking team is winning. Gives a fuck about the percentages. I just want to know, did my team win, yes or no? Fuck out of here with that shit. That's why I keep it underground, because y'all niggas do too much in the mainstream world. And y'all treat the newcomers like shit. Let me blow up and win a fucking Grammy. And see how niggas say, man, that nigga album is still garbage. It's not great. And let's be real, they have asked most of these people who said Who's Killer Mike either did not hear the fucking album, heard one fucking goddamn song, and said nope. I told you, lazy fans. Even Master Ace said it. It's the truth. Like I told you, If I were to sit here and send my songs to a corrupt, because I love how fans complain about content. Where is the positivity? You're talking about killing rappers? Because I do talk about, I do spit gun bars, because like I told you, I'm armed. I have an armed security. I used to do armed security, and I still got my piece just in case if I get another job. So there's that. I ain't shooting nobody. It's just now, since I actually own a gun, I don't kill nobody, don't shoot nobody. I go to range. I ain't attacking nobody. It's just for a job purpose. But since I have one for real, I can actually over exaggerate. Nigga, y'all let little Tekka get away with it. Don't fucking talk about, he's not like that. You got niggas online who got burner accounts, who got private accounts, talking about how someone they don't know ain't like that. You were making songs about anime girls. If they were listening to me back in 2018-19, that's how the fuck you know. But come on, bro, you wasn't talking about guns and killing and shooting. Don't do what the industry tells you to do. Is if talking about guns and nigga, I have heard a plet. So you telling me that Vinny Paz and Narco and all them hardcore rappers are industry rappers? Cause nigga, you ain't gotta be an industry rapper to talk about guns. Dummy. Like, it ain't like you niggas really want to hear a nigga who's like me, who's 36 years old, talking about my comic book collection. Yes, I would. No, the fuck you wouldn't. I would throw a light brag. Like, I'll say some shit like, y'all niggas is so garbage. Y'all niggas are not even worth my comic book collection is worth more than you niggas. I would say that in a braggadocio way, but I would do it in such a like light way that you wouldn't even notice it. Like, oh, he's brown, he got, but like it'll catch your ear. Like, this nigga said his comic book collection is worth more than you niggas. Damn, Mike collects comic books. You dig? And every once in a while, I'll sprinkle some anime reference here and there, or an obscure cartoon here and there, something like that, but not as extreme as it was back in 2018, 19, 20, because I was told that shit was considered garbage. Because ever since niggas started hearing me on boom bap beats and rapping, all that having fun making them kind of songs go bye-bye. Now there's a standard to it. Now there's a standard. Congratulations. Don't you ever make no fun song no more. Don't you ever make no club song no more. Too late. Because once there's a rapper making a club song and my name in that bitch, uh-oh, I'm scared. I'm just having fun with it. Because is it music supposed to be fun? Y'all be like, why do lyrical rappers be so serious? Well, damn, fans take us too serious. But hey, this goes back to what I'm talking about. If I were to share one of my songs with Corrupt, because I'm a lyrical rapper by what I see, and he sits there, he bobs his head, he's smiling. Fans in the comments, he ain't fucking with this nigga shit. And mind you, I'm literally spitting bars. He ain't even saying nothing. He's saying the same typical shit you always hear from mainstream rappers, even though that's not what you're saying, because I'm tired of you dumb niggas saying that shit. You said that shit to other rappers who don't do that. He just changed his rap name. Oh, the rap name. My rap name is Mike Sense. Now their rebuttal is, who the fuck would want to hear a nigga named Mike Sense? Who the fuck would want to hear a nigga named X and Tyshion? Now there's no disrespect to X and Tyshion. There's no disrespect to him. I'm going off of the fact that his name is weird, but there is a meaning to his name, right? I tell you what my meaning of my name is. My intelligence kills enemies, my insanity kills everybody. Now keep in mind, the first one sounds a little pretentious, so we don't roll with that. My insanity kills everybody, means I'm fucking crazy. So I didn't want to go with those names. My favorite rapper is Common. His old name was Common Sense. So I just figured, let me add Sense to it, stylize it with a Z, because another rapper named Mike Sense. So I stylized it with a Z, and there it goes. Mike Sense. My name is Michael. My name is Mike. And the Sense is a homage to Common, one of my favorite rappers, because his first rap name was Common Sense. If you ain't fucking heard, Can I Borrow a Dollar, you are not a fucking Common fan. Because he wasn't conscious back then. He was just spitting crazy bars. Now he's conscious. I love Common. One of the most underrated rappers to do it. One of the first rappers I ever heard from Chicago. Honestly. But then if I would have heard old school Kanye, like I told you, I don't know why fans are so eager to tell artists who got a sound that works, and they don't care, and fuck the numbers. I'm talking about sonically. If I'm hopping on boom bappy beats, J Dilla type beats, which I've done back in my mixtape days, and niggas are fucking with it, that is a sound that people are saying refine that. You know, when they mean by refine, they mean find similar sounds within that range. Like right now with my song, I don't give a fuck about you. That is a J Dilla inspired beat based off the samples. But on that, it was some West Coast drums. So imagine J Dilla and let's say DJ Quick in the 90s came together and produced that. Or J Dilla and Dr. Dre back in the 90s came together and produced that beat. That's what the fuck is like. Now, have you ever heard anyone? Have you ever heard a beat like that? No. That's the whole point. That's called redefining. And I get it. No. But let me ease off of that hating on the boom of the sound that I do. Because as long as I'm doing something that's completely left with it, it shouldn't matter. It's not typical boom bappy rap. Sometimes I try not to get into that. But like I told you, like if I were to submit those, like send those songs and let a person, let's say like a person like Corrupt hear it, that shit goes on TikTok or Instagram, you hear them. Oh no, man, that guy, he raps with a very monotone delivery, man. You know, I'm not that fucking monotone. I'm not. I wish he had more energy, and even though I'm rapping, like I told you, I rap how I talk. You see, I'm talking with his energy is how the fuck I rap. These niggas want me to yell. I'm gonna fuck with nobody say. It's not yelling, it is. Because even on this song, I'm rapping very, even on the song, I Don't Give a Fuck About You, I'm rapping very fucking aggressive with a lot of fucking personality. It's not like I'm bored. Like I'm really on my shit. Here's why I say back to the vintage. Meaning I'm rapping with a lot of integrity, intensity, and I don't give a fuck. Because I've been giving too much of a fuck lately. Musically. And niggas ain't seeing it. All that chill vibey. Nah, nigga, we taking this shit back 2008 to 2018. Difference is I'm on my shit. And like I told you, when people try to critique and tell you shit like, oh, you should rap like Copy was on the radio and blah, 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 whatever, that's called sabotage to me. That's all the fuck that is. Like I told you, even if I were to send a song to a OG to hear my music, right? And niggas do this shit for attention. I do that shit. Like on the low, fuck content. Fuck, yo, I'm finna, you know, have a rapper like Corrupt or someone hear my music. And what I'm gonna do is, I'm gonna have him hear my music. And then what's gonna happen is, I'm gonna have my homeboy or my girl or my wife record it. And we have a conversation. He says, yo, shit's fire, blah, 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 blah. Some people will lie. They'll just take a picture with, let's say, it's one whack ass rapper back in like 2017. You know, he thought he was the hot shit. He takes a picture with Floyd Mayweather. He says, Floyd heard my shit and thought he was fire. And I kind of doubted that because there is no evidence showing that you actually let this man hear your fucking music. So you're lying. And this thing is sound like Little Uzi clones. 2018, 19, 20 was the worst. Because all you heard was nothing but Little Uzi clones. Left and right. Lil Yachty clones. Left and right. And it went and fucking, and like I, and it like in the worst. And I said in the podcast before, when this went, when Nipsey died, and when you had these dumbass Facebook groups that were supposedly promoting your music, but they wasn't. So you had niggas talking about, hey, yo, RP Nipsey. But that nigga trash, bro. Hear my music. You had niggas desperate. Now, mind you, are them niggas still making music now? No. I don't see not one nigga that was making music in 2016 still making music now. When that was a trend. Like I told you, you still lose. If I send a song to an OG, let's say like a Snoop Dogg or somebody, because I'm right by the man's store, and I'm bumping my music, and he happens to say, yo, Mike, yo. And he doesn't say my name. He's like, hey, what's up, nephew? What's up? Hey, who you listening to? Oh, I'm listening to myself. Oh, you rap? Now, if he wants to, he'll listen to my shit, bump my shit. Nah, nephew. We're going to play this for the world to hear. I want the hood to hear this shit. Puts me on blast. Here's my shit. Now, if I get a reaction, because mind you, no one likes nobody that's through.
No, but the streets would know something's trash or not.
Let me tell you something, nigga. They don't. Some people have this mentality where they don't know you, they don't like you, you're trash. Now, I might get a few head nods because, guess, I might get some respect because it's not the typical shit here on the fucking radio. Nigga, we was going by Snoop's store. They was playing, like, they was playing, Guru, monotone rapper. Funny how y'all give, like, Guru don't exist. Yeah, like, he don't exist. Like, come on, dog. That sounds stupid. But we want look up rappers that are energetic. Stop expecting every fucking rapper to follow a trend. That's one thing, like I told you, that's one thing I don't get about this generation of rap fans. Y'all niggas be complaining. Y'all be wanting every fucking rapper to sound like it. Everybody, every time a rapper has a fucking lane, you want the rappers that are not lyrical to be lyrical. You want the rappers that rap slow to rap fast. You want the rappers who rap fast to rap slow. You want every rapper to make hits. Like when we upload fucking songs on SoundCloud or Spotify, we're thinking it's gonna be a hit. It's gonna be a hit. Nigga, I don't think about none of that shit when I record music. Even it does sound like a fucking hit. Like that fucking song, Slow Down. I knew that shit sound like a fucking hit. It's like a fucking J. Cole rap ripoff. Something like J. Cole would do. And niggas ate that shit up like it was the best shit on the planet. Niggas kept telling me, promote that song, push that song. Yeah, push it. Mixing was all fucked up, but that was my fault trying to be different, pushing a song that was left. My advice is stop telling artists to fucking make left shit. If, let's be real, you want niggas to make shit familiar. Boom bappy rap, familiar. Trap, familiar. Drill, familiar. The only thing you niggas, the motherfucker doing it. And then you got motherfuckers that don't want you to even add even a smidget of your originality in an already done genre. So I'm talking about anime, manga, or stuff like that. That shit corny. I think if you spoke about gun bans and give up and talk about life lessons, I do that because I'm 37. I can do that. It's the uncle in me that does it. But nigga, let's be real with it. How many fucking rappers in my age do you know make, like, drop little gems and little, you know, information in their fucking music? A lot of them. I'm not the only one, nigga. There's sometimes I just want to just talk about what I really know. Talk about what I know. That's all the fuck you say. Be yourself. Talk about what you know. And then y'all niggas want to play the cliche game. I talk about what goes on, what I grew up going with, what I grew up looking at, what I grew up like experiencing in my life. You got niggas saying it's the same cliche street shit. And since you got fans thinking like that, yeah, why should I care about being the best rapper? That being, doesn't matter how lyrical you are, how dope you are, how in the pocket you are, nigga, no one cares. And when you underground, it's worse. Let me talk about something that's fucking straight left, straight like left. No, no one hear from you. Like, come on, my nigga, get the fuck out of here. But hey, like I said in my song, TikTok is dying. But this shit is too, his music is it's too simple. I don't care. They don't say this shit. Cause he said, I don't fuck with this, I don't fuck with that. Y'all let Kendrick do it. Difference is I didn't do it for a whole verse.
I hate when rappers do repetitive stuff like that.
Nigga, even J. Cole does that. My only regret, and keep in mind, I rarely do repeats. When I mean repeats, I mean shit like, I don't fuck with y'all niggas cause y'all fools garbage. I don't fuck with your raps cause your shit this. I don't fuck with y'all homies cause y'all niggas this. And in between that, I break it every time. What the fuck we talking about? But then again, you shouldn't have to explain your art to nobody. Hell, I hate when you do it. But you know, it makes you feel like, nigga, who is like, you're the artist, but yeah, they trying to control you. And all they want you to do is make music that is accessible. That's all they want you to do. And if you do that, keep in mind, you got a fan base that likes your old shit that's going to try to tell you, I want the old you. Come on, bro. I want the old Mike Sense back. And they do that on purpose. Because you keep giving what they want to hear, it gets boring. Which is stupid. Shit, and it's picky choosy. You will never see nobody tell Currency to switch it up. They see this unlocked potential in you, and they want you to fucking jump to the whole horizon. Like, experiment with this, experiment with that, experiment with this flow. I can experiment with flows all day, but I gotta be careful. I'm like, fuck out of here, bro. I even say this in a fucking song, and I don't care. I said, fuck these fake ass rappers, fuck these whack, these lame ass rappers trying to tell you how to make music. And I say, shut the fuck up. Don't tell me how to do shit. Ain't like I'm no rookie, nigga. I've been doing this shit longer before SoundCloud, nigga. What the fuck can you tell me? Shit, you do your shit, I do me. And they'll try to fucking debate that. Like, I hate when artists think like that. Why do you hate when niggas think like that? That's the most logical way to think. Stay in your lane, stay in my lane. So what? You want me to it's okay to jump into people's lanes? And niggas don't really like you to do that. If you a lyrical rapper, they want you to have fun with your flows. Better yet, don't be fucking right. Punch in every fucking bar. Niggas, you know how many times someone told me to punch in bars and don't write shit? You come on. Like, and they sound retarded, but they try to sound so smart. That's what most of these new, and I'm sorry, that's what most of you Gen Z's be doing. Y'all say the most stupidest shit, but in the most smartest way. Lyrical rap is the most worst. Okay, you don't like lyrical rap, that's fucking fine. Don't fucking bully motherfucking rappers that make lyrical rap. Nigga, I don't give a fuck about what you do. If you make fucking, you know, hyper pop, and I've seen, now trust me, I'm still on that. I'm listening to it, and this is a hyper pop beat from 2020. I'm like, I'm going to hop on this beat. Knowing, and keep in mind, because some retard tells me, it would be cool if you rapped it. This is one time someone said this. Nigga, hyperpop beats, they like video, it's like video game music, but with trap beats under it. And you want me to do some shit like that? What the fuck am I going to add that is unique to that? Because it's a trend? And when did rappers and fans start looking at rap genres like clothes trends? Like, it has to be done. You have to wear this. Niggas, shut the fuck up. It's like, hey, niggas talking about how the 90s is over. Nigga, the majority, let me tell you something, bro. Let me explain something to you. The trends that y'all niggas are following, you're copying what the 90s is doing. Everything that you're seeing is rehashment of the 90s. They got a Beetlejuice 2 movie coming out. When Beetlejuice came out, I was 4 years old when it first came out. They got a fucking sequel coming out right now. You know what I'm saying? Stop playing with it. Everything is nostalgia debate. If the 90s is so over, the 90s so dead, explain to me why the fuck y'all niggas, you got NLA Chopper doing a nostalgia bait song of Tupac Picture Me Rolling. Why is he doing a song, a remake of the song Hot in Here by Nelly? I was in high school when that shit came out. How you gonna say, fuck you old heads, but yet you sitting over here taking our shit? Your clothes is not unique. You over here trying to rehash shit. I'm looking at fucking TikTok. Here's the new fashions of 2024. Hold up. I rock those. That's 90s shit. How you gonna say that the 90s is over with, yet you're rocking our shit? Sampling our music from the 90s. You ain't chopping and making unique. You literally saying, here's the sample, and not changing shit. But the 90s is over with. Man, get the fuck out of my face. Like I said before, and ask these new school fucking basketball players who are like 29 to or 23, 24, ask them, who inspired them to play basketball? You can bet your ass a 90s fucking basketball player will pop out their fucking face. Mostly Kobe or Jordan. That's one thing us Gen Z's never did. We never did shit like that. Not like that. And we sure never fucking like... Yeah, so you get with the times, old man. Yeah, but at the same time, when it came out of music, my nigga, it was so like... back in the early 2000s, it was so... balanced. So there wasn't no issue. You had crunk and you had, you know, lyrical rappers and turn up party rappers all on the same field. Nowadays you don't see that. I mean, with the internet you can make what the fuck you want. But see, the thing about these outlets like independent radio stations and review shows, majority of them only cater to the kids. So if I sit there and send a fucking song to these niggas, if it ain't dorky, even with DJ Show. Oh, DJ Show's cool, but what about like Do Whatever? Even with him, it's different because guess what? Most of his fan base are kids. Last time I sent some shit there, it was mostly kids there. Niggas be like, come on, bro. He right, bro. You can't spit bars, bro. It ain't gonna, like, get the fuck out of here. And half these niggas ain't even fucking real rappers. Like I told you. You niggas hobby high burner accounts, but talking about my new album out now. Go on their profile, shit's on private. Fuck out my face. But like I said, even if I were, like I told you, it doesn't matter. People gonna hate you no matter what you do. If I fucking sent a song to Corrupt, he was sitting over there listening to my shit and saying, yo, you dope. You got the truth. Stop lying to him, Unk. Stop lying to him, Unk. He trash, Unk. His rhymes are garbage. He's over here. His rhymes are ABC, ABC. But rap fucking complex. That's lyrical, miracle, miracle. What is he saying? It's like you can't win. You rap even a smidget simple. It's ABC cannabis shit. Like these niggas really want to hear some cannabis type bars. Man, shut your asses up. You don't want to hear no. You don't want to hear shit. You don't know what the fuck you want to hear. Shut your ass up. Like y'all want to hear cannabis type bars or something. Shut your ass up. If you do that, you're a lyrical miracle furical. He can spit bars, but saying absolutely nothing. Dumb it down so he can so they can clearly hear what the fuck you saying without having to chase. And keep in mind, it's the beat, dummy. Man, you can't cram a bunch of fucking syllables on a 90 BPM beat. On a 70 beat, you can get it. You can get away. You can go crazy with a 50, 60, 70. But keep in mind, no rapper does not like 50 BPM beats. I do. I don't care. But to them, it's brewing. It's brewing. So the highest you can go is 70. I'm like, fuck out of here, dog. Fuck out of here. Niggas don't even respect, you know, different subgenres of hip hop. It is so many subgenres of rap, and niggas don't even respect to any subgenre that's not been fucking popular. But don't worry, people see your talent. I don't care if you see that, you don't. What, I'm not heartbroken like, oh, they don't see that I'm fucking dead, I can rap. Niggas, I know how fans are nowadays. Niggas don't care how good you are at rhyming words. All your fucking, like, trust me, the song Liquor Store, I can bet you, niggas are like, he ain't gonna never make another song like that no more. Like, that was a fluke. Nigga, I got many of songs like that. You's not listening. Hell, I got a fucking song that I pretty much got that, and I said even on Slap that I was inspired by my cousin's fucking relationship, because I rapped in a very monotone way, a conversational way, which that was the whole fucking point. That shit ain't good, bro. I got songs like that. Niggas overlook them. You know what they, you know when people say he's underrated, it's because either A, you're not popular, or B, you were trash and the mainstream Mario just didn't like you. So the underground, the real underground, not these, what these niggas be talking about the real underground, accepted you, because the real underground will accept you. These niggas, because the underground I'm talking about is too lean towards the mainstream. The real underground does not care about the mainstream. They just see dope music and support it and rock with it. It's that simple. Most of these niggas want you to fucking make pop hits. If you don't believe, if you are an underground rap artist and you make raw hip hop like I do, go on Repost Exchange feedback function and see how many comments you're going to get with motherfuckers telling you this shit would be dope if you fucking, if you would have missed, if you would have had a pre-chorus, this would have been dope if you had another beat that had a poppy tune. Come on, bro. It'd be cool if this song had pop appeal. What are they trying to tell you? Make music for the radio. Question. It's 2024. Who the fuck listens to the fucking radio? That's some weird ass shit. It's weird. It's as weird as someone said this shit. Dinosaurs. It's an old 1990s cart, an old 1990s show. You know that dinosaur that goes, not the mama, not the mama. That show. That show was on Disney Plus, and you still got motherfuckers to this day saying, this should bring that show back. As if it's gone. I'm like, bro, it's on Disney Plus. This one dude said this. This tell you how old motherfuckers are that do are so out of loop of apps and streams. You know what, man? Why come that show was gone? Bring back reruns. Reruns? What the fuck are those? Reruns? Nigga, well, I'm on Disney Plus or YouTube. Nigga, they got whole cartoon blocks, commercials and all, dedicated to the 90s. Fuck are we talking about? I wish cartoons were like this. Then
here's the kicker. It's like, independent rap artists, motherfuckers don't even support the independent animators. My wife, she's an animator. She want to do animator. I mean, she want to do animation, and she be up on it. She's introducing me to these like very, very talented animators, and they stick to the old school classic, you know, Steamboat Willie type of cartoons, make it more, you know, modern. Very good shit. But the same way we complain about, man, we want cartoons that go back into the days, which proves my point of what I'm talking about. People are nostalgic stricken. No one doesn't want nothing new. They want shit of yesteryear. That goes for the music too. That goes for hip hop too. That's why when I be making the shit that I be making, unless people want me to go modern, yeah, I will dabble in a modern type of sound. Hell, I got a beat loaded up on a DOS like that. That's gonna be for Homie Birdie before, you know, TikTok dies, and I gotta,
that's for him. I'm just gonna do my verse. After that, because only $40 for his feature, I'm gonna hit up the homie Birdie, send him his 40, he does the song, send it back, good shit. But hold on.
Where y'all with this obsession of high energy, you're like, what high energy? No. when back in the 80s and 90s, fans respected the artist. They didn't care about your energy. All they cared about was, could you rap? Nowadays, fans care so much about performance nowadays. Because we're trying to make the performances. Okay. Okay, we go to a Rock Marciano show. You expect them Rock Marciano to put on a performance at the same level as Tech N9ne? No, you're not. Two different artists. The issue with fans is that they expect every artist to be the same, mostly the high energy artists. If you're a chill, vibey rapper, they expect you to be like Tech N9ne. You know, like, and I've seen a Rock Marciano show. On YouTube, all you have is a bunch of fans vibing out, bopping their head. No wrong with that. But you know, it is very annoying. You know, they expect high energy all the time, even with this song. That's in the door. He fucks with it and keeps them on truth. But because these motherfucking boys, like, oh, you got this cocaine on your man. I don't got cocaine's number, and I don't got cocaine money. I'm not cocaine. Oh, you should have silk on here. Good money, right? Again, I'm making these songs. Y'all want me to fucking pay for it. Y'all got these super high expectations or imaginations. You have these upscale artists, like, they're easy to fucking grab. I said, hit up cocaine and say, hey, cocaine, you want to fucking song? You know what I'm saying? But it's weird because I'm trying to get a song with currency, right? Now, are you going to sit there just a tagged on verse? Because if I got a song with cocaine for real, the first thing flies your face is, oh, you got a tag on? Because these niggas want you to make hits. That's the problem. That's not a hit. This song is not meant to be a hit. It's me just talking my shit. Like, how ironic is that? I have a hit song, quote-unquote, and I got cocaine on the fucking hook. I'm talking about how TikTok is dying. I don't know how the fuck people get shot because I'm saying that. Y'all saying that. I'm on TikTok all the time. They did up there banning TikTok. You got motherfuckers say, hey, check out my music before TikTok bans me, before TikTok gets banned. So I'm just feeding off of what people are saying. People are saying this, that's what I'm going to put in my music. I'm going off of whatever people are talking about. And I'm talking about, you know, just saying, I don't give a fuck. It's me just being real. And niggas don't want to hear that shit, which I don't care. Because, you know, it's all fucked up. To me, you can't make the music you want to make without somebody trying to tell you to make some pop shit to it, add a free chorus or shit like that. It's funny because in that song, the irony in that song, I said, fuck motherfuckers wanting you to make pop songs. Is that this is to the point that motherfuckers don't listen to the lyrics. They don't take care about the hook and your feet. They don't care about what the fuck you're saying. Unless they want to pick out like little pieces of what you just said. Like, when Eminem said, your booty is heavy booty like diarrhea. And everybody's like, oh, hell no, it's your ass. And sometimes you want to say something stupid. But you got a real love. And fans put you on this high, dumbass pedestal. You can't afford to say nothing stupid. Because they put you on this high regard as a GOAT. That if, and even if you're underground, they're going to sit there and say, no, that's not the mic sense that I know. So you can't, so all that songs, all them songs I made, like Anime Girls and all that shit, if I were to go backwards and make songs like that, which were more cool, but to them, it's cringe, it's this, and da-da-da-da-da-da. But back to what I'm saying, bro. Okay, this is one rapper, right? He did a dope freestyle. And because I guess he said that he was better than Kendrick, he was better than the big three, Kendrick, Drake, and J. Cole, and fans pretty much ripped him apart. Freestyle's dope, but because he said that, fuck you, you're not worthy, you suck, you mid. How the fuck you call someone mid for having confidence in their fucking self? And you see why I say what I say in my song, openly? you know, about me not liking my own music? Because you know what the fuck they'll say? Man, she's humble. Because you know these niggas don't think that you're great. But then they'll say, if you think you're great, then we don't think you're great. Nigga, if I sit there and say, I'm a GOAT, I'm an underrated GOAT, I'm top five, I'm all that shit because I feel that I'm great, you're going to tell me to humble myself, even though rap is about being braggadocio and about who's the best. That's the whole fucking point of rap. You know what I mean? And then these niggas want to try to water down our confidence because they don't want to feel, because they inadequate in they self. And so if we sit there as artists say that we're not that great at rapping, we're being modest. Or we give the haters space and say, yeah, at least he's true because it is kind of mid because he's not yelling. Because again, it's stupid. Not to see that freestyle. Right after that is another freestyle of this one guy. He just energy all up there. Different vocal inflections, all that shit. And he didn't have not one trash emoji besides the fact that he was lacking bars. But everything else was on point. Y'all care too much about high energy so much that it's sickening. This one who said the energy was more higher, he'd be sugar free. Like, and here's the kicker. Y'all got this thing to prove. Y'all be wanting artists to have energy reflecting other artists. Y'all don't want the underground artists to have their own energy. And if y'all want them to have the energy reflective of other rappers, it's fucking retarded. But you know, that's why music is fucking boring itself, because the consumers, and we as artists have to stop looking at our music like it's murder. You know,
LA,